This is an ABC podcast.
Triple J would like to pay our respect to this country's first peoples, First Nations listeners, artists, and traditional owners of the land throughout Australia. Triple J acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the lands on which we broadcast and pay our respects to them and their cultures, and to the elders past, present, and emerging.
Hey, how's it going? Very nice to be back in your company for 2024, right here on the Unearthed Podcast. Ahead, you're going to cop five tracks from five acts, including something new for Australia's most indefatigable indie country collective. That was a mouthful, but I got it out there. Plus, Janaba starts 2024 right where she left off last year with another energized bop. That's all on the way.
Like the pig pan, the man on the field is sweet. Strutting around, crossing my arms, leaning on anything taller than me. I got a beat in my head, it just popped in one day, and it's been keeping me from sleep. I went to the doctor, told him what's going on. He said, I know what this is, it's up. I said, doctor, that sounds serious. He said it could be. We'll have to run some tests and see what we're dealing with. Sat down in the waiting room until they came back out and confirmed the news. And they said, you're having a song, and it's gonna be a, it's gonna be a hit song, hit song. This is hit song. Better get you some medicine. It's a hit song, hit song. Better get you something to sip on. Tennis ball to the club, feeling all giddy, giddy up. I marched right up the front, I said, hey DJ, here's an idea, why don't you put something good on? But he didn't hear me. So I two-stepped the security, jumped into the DJ booth, I said, move along, sir, go on, make way for a...
I've been watching this group with interest for the last little while at least. They're Radium Dolls from the Brisbane band scene, But where fellow Meanjin natives might be making some sort of surfy garage stuff in the vein of Betty Ray's or Bugs, or something kind of like more pop-leaning that you might hear with Selfish Sons, this band, Radium Dolls, they're all about, I don't know, serving up this kind of leering rock charisma and machismo. A couple of words I don't throw around too much, but yeah, I think they apply to Radium Dolls, especially with this new song, Hit Song. It's the sort of sound I feel like you only get to it, and you only get to do it comfortably by playing show after show until, like this band, you're this well-cooked, well-oiled live music machine. You can just hear how nicely the whole band gel on this track. It's tight, but not so much that they can't let loose and kind of indulge their, I don't want to say sleaziest instincts, but it's kind of got that kind of a vibe to it. It's all in the hips with this song. Maybe what you might expect Mick Jagger to make were he growing up in 2024 in the Brisbane indie scene. Anyway, that is a long bow, but you know, hopefully it hits the target for you at least, or gets on the board. All right, so that is a band that I don't think I featured on the podcast before, but now here's a name you might be more familiar with, Janaba. It's been a pretty quick rise for this Wiradjuri and Bundjalung woman from Newcastle, who made big inroads in 2023 especially, and it looks like she's going to continue that fine form into the new year.
Take fights, make rules, making these rules, running these laps, trying to take things back, buying the armor, buying the armor where we move, buying the armor, buying the armor where we move. Maybe I'm just crazy, taking thoughts trying to lay me, making up trying to rain me, making plans trying to be me. I know you just like it, what I got. I know you trying to take my honey pie. Noise.
new from Janaba, who has already stood out to us with singles like F You, Don't Really Care, not least, of course, Big Titties, the track which broke her onto Unearthed about a year or two back. All of those ones have found Janaba on this kind of collaborative tip, working with the likes of Nick Littlemore and Pinyao and Friendless, another producer you can find on Unearthed. Same again on this one. This is a collaboration or a production that she worked on with another act whose music you can find on Triple J Unearthed, Sunny Grin, a great producer who knows his way around a groove or three. And so, those two connected on this track, Way We Move. Janaba gave Abby and Tyrone the scoop on that collaborative process when this one was dropping earlier this week.
And yeah, we just instantly, he's such a lovely person, which is such a relief. Meeting with men, we're always like, oh, how's this going to go? So it was really lovely that he's such a beautiful person, which is great. And he's just so multi-talented. Like, give that man any instrument and he can play it. It's ridiculous.
Quite literally, because he works out of like a home studio as well. He's just got his whole house set up. So did that sort of create the vibe as well as being like comfortable?
Yeah, definitely. It was such a chill vibe and like just like the house is full of plants, which we love. But it was definitely really chill and he had like a bunch of different like setups for me. He was always so lovely when I pulled up. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Time for something now from one of Australia's hardest working bands and also one of our best, Bones and Jones. Great new song from Bones and Jones. These guys just continue to weave their way around the genre perimeter that broadly borders this idea of Australiana. You know, you've got a bit of indie, a bit of doll wave, rock, this kind of rusty country music sound in there as well. But also, you hear the nice kind of synthy wash to this one, which would have been a bit unexpected had I not seen them live recently. And yeah, spotted a big synth rig on stage with them. They are a great live act if you do get the chance to see them. But if you, yeah, if you are, like, I hope you get to like a headline set of theirs, because last time I caught them, they were doing support duties, and you know that comes with a shorter set list. They've got a very big back catalog, and they didn't play like four of my favorite Bones and Jones songs. So that was, you know, that stung. That was disappointing. So yeah, it doesn't help. Doesn't help fit all their great songs into a set when they've got such a deep back catalog. And now, with In Your Nature, just adding to it, you know, making more favorites that I want to see live. And I'm going to be, shedding a tear if they don't play that one. Okay. Moving on. Next I want to play you an act who's, I guess, been a little quiet on the release front. It's been 3.5 years, or so since I heard from this artist. Have I been counting? I guess I have kind of been.
Why did you buy me flowers? Was it a gesture of love or guilt? Just when I thought I had rid you from my mind, I found an old petal in my room. We were at Southern Cross. You had your hands behind your back, stretched them out holding grocery flowers. I said, no one's ever done anything like that. We got on the train and you smiled at me. I found comfort with my knee against yours. You said, let's talk tomorrow, just before the doors closed. And I waited for you by my phone, but you never called. You left me wondering. You never called, and I'm still wondering. Why did you buy me flowers? Should've just left me like the other boys do. It would've hurt less and I'd have less questions. But instead I'm left with a piece of you. Like a fool, you left me wondering. Like a fool, I'm still wondering. Do you like me? Do you not?
That is a now Melbourne solo artist that goes by the name of Benjamin Trillato. I mean, that's, yeah, a bit of a cliched way. It goes by the name of, I think it's just his name. So yes, he's going by his name as an artist. I was a massive fan of a track that Benjamin uploaded in 2021, which, yeah, this seemed to come right in the thick of the pandemic panic. Lockdowns aplenty. That one was called Nuisance.
Oh, I've been told just to jump on TV and sell out my soul to some washed up sardines on their high horse.
That was such a good song. Yeah, really put Benjamin on my radar. But hey, look, good things come to those who wait. We have waited. And now we have a good thing, this beautiful and brittle new song. I think, you know, if you're a fan of the likes of Lizzie McAlpine or Cavetown, artists who,
you know, do that very, you know, wear their heart on their sleeve, imbue that in their songwriting with this introspective and sensitive kind of songwriting style, then you're going to like Benjamin. I think a local reference point, which Benjamin also mentions on his page, is Didiri, which I think, yeah, I like that, putting that in as a local kind of comparison point. They've both got this sort of homespun, honest storyteller kind of a thing going on for them. Back to Benjamin. I think it's really worth keeping this artist on your playlist, on your radar, now that they're back with new music. Hopefully, you know, now that we've got this one out, it's not going to be another, you know, painful 3.5 year wait for the next one, which is not me dumping on Benjamin. You know, life gets in the way, and it is, you know, more challenging than ever to fund your work as an independent artist, and not only create it. So yeah, very understanding that those 3.5 years have been well spent writing new music, living a life. And I'm just excited that Benjamin's back with something new for us to really get around. Okay, now I've only got one song left to play you. I can only put 5 in. There have been times that I've broken that rule and done 6, but I'm going to stop doing that. I haven't done that in a couple of years. So I'm really adhering to the 5 tracks from 5 acts rule on the NF podcast to keep it nice, tight and bright for you. The last track I want to play you is from the South Australian act, Stella. They've just dropped a new EP this week. So yeah, wanted to include something from that on the pod today. I really like how there's this kind of rough and raw quality to this band. It's, you know, sound wise, you could kind of ballpark it near Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, but you know, it's much looser. It's much, you know, I feel like it helps having this kind of lifestyle around them, this central or sort of south central Australian upbringing, which, you know, it's just got this kind of looser approach to it. Maybe it's recklessness. Maybe it's just being a bit more carefree, but that is in the music. It's a bit more casual. It's a bit, yeah, a bit looser, and you can find just space in this track that just seems like a whole lot of fun, and seems like this band would be not only a good hang, but a really fun gig experience too. So going to leave you this one from Stella, Space Song, on the Unearthed podcast. Hopefully I'm going to catch you for another 5 tracks pretty soon.